Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Before we start the Gemara, I'd like to mention a beautiful Ha'ore from the Emek Brochem. The Gemara says on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that Beis Rebbe was Mevatel Talmud Torah Boyin Lishmoye Mikra Megillah Kavochema from Avoide. Mavoide Shechamura Mevatlinon Talmud Torah Loi Koshke. So the Emek Brochem Ma'ore, L'chaire, why do you need a limud b'chlal that you mevatel Talmud Torah from Mikra Megillah? One is mevatel Talmud Torah for all mitzvahs the Raisa the Rabbonon. Talmud Torah is different than any other mitzvah. But the din, if a person would not be, the mitzvah of limud Torah is keseida. And if a person would be learning to say that, he'd never be mekayim any mitzvahs. So he'd be a loymed veina oiseh, which is the worst thing. So therefore, that is the halacha, that when a mitzvah iveres comes up, a mitzvah that has to be done al yodoy, yimevatel Talmud Torah. For tefillah, for all mitzvahs that are bonon. So why do we need a special limud that yimevatel Talmud Torah from Mikra Megillah? So he answers that the chiddush is over here, we're not speaking about the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. We're speaking about the Pirsumei Nisa, which will come about if there's a greater Rabbim B'Shas Tekriya. Now that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah B'Beis Rebbe. They also could have been Torah the Megillah. But the Mevatel Talmud Torah and the Hiluch, which is a bitl Torah, God Rabbeinu Yoneh and Brochus also says that Hiluch is bitl Torah. So the Hiluch for not the Etze Mitzvah, for this Hider of a Tvei Persumi Nisse, and that L'chayre, I would say, it's not necessary, or one is not permitted to be Mevatel Torah. This is not the Kiyom HaMitzvah, this is a Psahidrim Pursumei Nisa, there'll be a bigger Olam. So that we learn out from Avoida, and that's the case of Avoida, that Taisva says, that the Taiblik Reisim HaTzibu Mishim David Tvei Pursumei Nisa. So we learn out, there's a special posik, Mishpochem, Mishpochem, Mevatlem, Mishpachas Kuna Leviyah, from Mikra Megillah, so Memela, and the Bittel is because of the Sinya Pursumei Nisa, so Avada Gevis, Talmud Torah. And the Vadi Gibis Talmud Torah, he says, the Kavachayma is going that because Talmud Torah, Avoidi, you're not Mevatel for other mitzvahs. Talmud Torah Mevatel for all mitzvahs. So if Mikra Megillah is so choshev, that because of the Hiddur of Pirsumei Nisa, you're Mevatel Avoidi, Vadi Gibis Mevatel Talmud Torah, that is Pshat in the Gemara. So therefore, he says he doesn't understand the next Gemara. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, is Avoide more chomer than Bittul Torah? We found when the Malach came to Yeshua, so he told them, Atabosi, I came on the Avera of Bittul Torah. He didn't come because of the Avera of Bittul Avoide. Fine. So we see from over here that the Avera of Bittul Torah is greater than the Avera of Bittul Avoide. That is true. But he says that L'chaire is no stire to the Kal V'chaimer. Our Kal V'chaimer is, but we know that for all mitzvahs, she'efshel is kayim ayidei acherim, the Yomavatel Talmud Torah. Then there's no Yisrael Bittul Torah. The whole shaila was that this is not the etzem mitzvah, it's a persumi nisa dikedin. Now, so the shaila is, so the Kal V'chaimer was madach avoide shechamura means you're not mevatel avoide for other mitzvahs. From that's vegen by Mikra Megillah, you're mevatel avoide afilu for a pirsumei nisa. So Talmud Torah that you're mevatel for all mitzvahs, so v'adi gevissi should be mevatel for a pirsumei nisa of Mikra Megillah. That is the kula of Talmud Torah. So Einach Hanami, when a person is mechuyif to learn, he doesn't learn, could be the Einish is much greater by bittul teure than by bittul avoide. But the kalvachaymer is a different, well, not speed, the kalvachaymer is just in the seder that we have that teure is skill. Teure is skill that you're mevatel teure for all mitzvahs. So avada gevis, you should be mevatel for a pilsuminise if we find this by avoide. She doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha from Yeshua. Okay, let us go further. The Gemara al-Kaponim asks the kasha, and the Gemara differentiates between Talmud Torah, the Rabban, Talmud Torah, the Yoch. Talmud Torah, the Rabban, take is chomo. Talmud and that of ganz klar Yisrael. Now Talmud Torah, the Yochid is kal. So the Gemara says, and if a Talmud Torah, the Yochid, you mevatel from Mikra Megillah. Who the Yochid kal? In Talmud Torah, the Yochid is kal. Because now we learned in the Mishnah, Noshim b'moyed ma'anois aveloy metapreis. In Chalamoyed, by Yelavaya, so Noshim are Ma'anis. Ma'anis is that they used to say together, Divrei Hesped, or an amaze. Avaloi Metapreis. Metapreis, they did not clap their hands from Tar, when Azoi Vait, Tut Fitmanish Avelis, an Chalamoy. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, Imhoya Smucha Islamite Metapreis. The Smucha Islamite, so then it's permitted to be a full Metapea. We have a Machoikis Rashi in Toysis, Metapea is Alalei, or Tapreis Yodon Zeboze. Al Kaponim. Beroshe Chodoshim, Bechaneke or Bepurim, Ma'anais or Metapreis, Bezeo, Eino mekainenus. But, that Rosh Chodesh, Chaneke, Upurim is geringer, that here metapreis is also permissible. But mekainenais means that one used to first say a pisgin and then the other women used to answer back, which is ma'ira, more grief and tzar. So that is also sai b'moyed. And say, Bereish Chodesh, Chaneke, Upurim. Ba'oma Rabbe Barhune, Ein Moyed Bifnei Talmud Chochem. So Rabbe Barhune said that when there's a Talmud Chochem, Befonov, so there's no Chalamoyed, the whole Chalamoyed becomes bottle, and one is permitted to be Maspid Kedalkoi, Chalamoid and a Talmud Chochem. Ein Moid bifnei Talmud Chochem. So that means, so Simchas Yontev, Simchav Chalamoid, is Nitche bifnei Kvoida Teure. Kolshkein Chaneke Upurim. So if we see that Chaneke Upurim is kill me Moid, Chaneke Upurim is Mutter Letapeach. Chalamoid is also. So if Kvoida Teire is Deiche Simchas Yontif, who adin it should be Deiche Chaneke Upurim, the mitzvahs of Chaneke Upurim, the Simcha Upurim, that's klar. And Taisvi says, so who adin be Deiche Mikra Megillah, that means the mitzvahs of Purim are Nitra Mipnei Kvoida Teire. And the Gemara held that Kvoida Teire and Limuda Teire are the same. So here we said before, is Mavatlam Talmud Torah named Mikra Megillah, that Mikra Megillah is more choshuv than Talmud Torah. And here we say that Fakert, that Kvoida Torah is more choshuv than Limuda Torah. So the Gemara says, Kvoid at Torah Kamrit, Kvoy Teire de Yochid Chomo. This is Taka Chomo. Kvoy Teire de Yochid is Chomo. Talmud Teire de Yochid Kal. But Talmud Teire de Yochid, that is Kal. Before, we learn Rashi and Taisvis, I'd like to say over Rabbeinu Yoinin Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel Ois Kuf Mem Zayin. Meir Tegi Yisoydis Tegi Rabbeinu Yoinin. Rabbeinu Yoinin says, Ki Yesh Bechvoida Chachomim Tei Elis Gdoilis. But when Kvoid Chachomim Des Gevaldike Tei Elis, Ki Behisroimim Achachomim, first he says, three things which come about when one is Beroimim Talmide Chachomim. Number one, Divreim Nishmoim. So they're respected. So whatever they have to say, they'll say. V'yilovu aleim o'om kuloi v'yidmu l'mayatzosam. They'll follow the drachim, they'll listen to them. If someone is respected and looked up to, so when he says something, so the hamayin am will listen to them. So this comes about the hischayme machachome. Two, b'reis b'nei odom kvaido. If people will see that yimachabe tamide chachome, yilmedu lekach linchel kovid. A very interesting rabbeinu yaine. So it's kovid. So people will learn to get kovid. Look, the Talmud Chochem, he's the machabetim. Geschmack. So they'll also learn to get COVID. V'tirba hadas. And if you have such an incentive of COVID, the more COVID one gives to Talmud Chochem, the greater the incentive will be to get this COVID. V'amur azah lo'ilam yasek odem v'teir afilu shaloy lishma ki mitev shaloy lishma bo lishma. So my mail will be gewaldik. Let's give them gewaldik at COVID, and this will be an incentive, v'yirba adas, and eventually come to lishma. Then he says a third inyan, rabim yisheni levovi shi'uru mishnosom bi'oisam kvoid ha'toire v'yakiru malosa. Other people will look at it more realistically. They'll realize, from the COVID of Torah, they'll realize the mile of Torah. Fine. I mean, all this you don't have to go to Shaloy Lishma Bo Lishma. From the COVID that Amayna will give to Torah, so to learn the Torah, so that I can realize the Gevaldike Chshivas of Torah. Period. But then the Rabbeinu Yoinah says, V'yesh Tam Nichbad Oyla Akulam. He says, but there's a fourth reason which weighs over all these three reasons. Midalkei Kiddush Hashem Yizborach, he says, one of the Ifanim of being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, Lohidia Bechol Miftos Vosayim, is when one makes known with whatever he says, but Bechol Hanhoge, whatever he does, Ki Yisoid LeNefesh HaOdom, the basis of the Nefesh HaOdom, Vahatoiv, and the toiv for a nefesh, vahoiker, vahatoieles, vahyoko asher boi. What is the yisayd of a person? And what is the toiv and the iker and the tieles for the person? Avoidis Hashem yisborch v'yirosoi v'teirosoi. Ki zeh kol ha'odom. That is the tachlis of a person. V'dovor zeh kvoid Hashem yisborch. That means, and so if by being mechabed at Talmud Chochem, al kein yechabdu avda Hashem yisborach eschach mei hatoire lechvoid Hashem yisborach ulohidia ki avaydosoi levadoi iker hanimtzo. So the Rabbeinu Yoinah says that he says amir deki yisod. Midarkei Kiddush Hashem Yisborach. This is Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. If we have a Talmud Chochom, so respecting him, we are showing that Fakir, this person is doing what the Tachlis or Odom is. And that is an Iker. That is the Iker, and that is the Yesod of an Odom. So this is Kvoid Hashem Yisborach. And this is some mele, so that is pshat in Agemore. Kvoid ha-teire kamrit, so kvoid ha-teire de yochid is homo. Because this is the yesoid, this is kiddush shem shemayim. This is kvoid ha-shem yisborach. Let us see Rashi.
Rashi says, Ma'anois hesped al hameis, v'loi metapchois al libon. That is Cholamoit. Avoloi mekainenais, afilu Hanukkah Purim, Rosh Chodesh, loi mekainenais. Was meforesh eize inui, what is called Ma'anois, eize kina, what's called mekainenais. Inois, inui, shekulon oines ka'achas. Kina achas emeres vekulon oino yisachel. So the Gemara says, Talmud Torah di yochid, bitul Talmudoi, is kal me avoide upurim. So that's gringer, yimavatal Talmudoi. But this already, this is kvoida Torah's mocham. Taisvis ma'anais kulan oinais ka'achas. Mekainenais achas aimeres vashar oinais. Metaprois yad al yad oi al yerech oi al ponim. So we hear here machlokes Rashi in Taisvis. That Rashi says metaprois means al libon. And Taisvis says yad al yad oi al yerech oi al ponim. So the Rishash brings down a Gemara in Moyet Kotten, Bapchov Zayin Amid Beis, it's a Mordeke Kash and Rashi. The Gemara says, Hesped al Leif, Tersiv al Shodayim Seifde, Tipuach Biyad. So there's Hesped and that's al Leif. So Rashi says, al Leif, Metapeach Keneged ha Leif, that's called Hesped. And tipuach is biyad, koifet zu al zu. So it's clothed the way that, so this mamish the way Taisvah says, that's why Taisvah did not want to say like Rashi. That's what the Rishash says. Ein moyed bifnei talmud chochem, v'yem shvuhe ke befon of them. This the Gemara says, that it says bifnei talmud chochem. So the yem shvuhe is ke befon of dummy, but also that is deiche chalamoy. Koshkein chaneke upurim, shemuta lahaspida. That one is muta to be maspid, and chaneke upurim, afogad de mevatu mi mikra megila, amutamutaira chomo mi mikra megila. So most of that is true. That's kvoida teira. Kvoida teira is deiche mikra megila. But bitul teira, the yachid is kal. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Homarote, pshita li, avoida o mikra megila odis. That if you have avoida mikra megila is odif, mit Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Learn that mishpoche, mishpoche. Talmud Torah mikra megila odif, mit der Samchu shel Beis Rebbe. That was the Samchu Shal Beis Rabbi that learned at Kal Vachayma from Avoida. So we know now that Mikra Megillah is better than Avoida and Talmud Torah. Now, Talmud Torah Meis Mitzvah Odif. Midisanya Mevatlan Talmud Torah Leitzoes Meis Olachnosus Kala. We'll see in Taisvah that Philo this is not for a Meis Mitzvah. You may have to tell me to hear for it so it's a mace. At least I'm a say a mace. Avoid o meis mitzvah odif. Milach oisoi. What if a person is encountered? He wants to be oisik, do an inyin of avoid. And then there's a mace, there's a kvuras a mace. So then, the din is that a mace, so if it's a mace mitzvah, some mace mitzvah is other. That means one is mevatel avoda for a mace mitzvah. And where do we see this? Mivalachoisoi. We learn that from the pasuk lachoisoi. The sanya we learned in the baraisa. Lachoisoi ma talmud loimam. The pasuk tells us that one, the nozer should not be mitamed to a mace. Al nefesh meis lo yovo, and then the pasuk starts elaborating. Al oviv, al imayv, al ochiv, al alachoisoi. that he should not be metame to these. So this is all miyuta. Because if it says al nefesh meis layovei, so that includes every meis. So why does he have to say he should not be metame lachaisei? Ma talmud loim ereisho yoilech lishchit es pischei volom ales benoim. So it's coming to tell us that if a person is going to shech the kolben pesach, which is a p'china vavoide, and now he heard that a korev died, a chayse died. Yochel yitame, I would think he's mechuyev to be mevatel the avoid for the kvures of the kvur of the korev. Amret lo yitame. So that I know from a nozer. Just like a nozer is not mevatel his kedushas naziris. Because of a kvuras, it says al nefesh meis layov. Even though it's a mitzvah to be metamal lekoivim, but he's not mevatel his naziris for a kvuras korev. So memele. So who adin? So I can begin to that with a mamatina. So one is also not mevatel a avoda motel asolo. It's mutl of him to bring a korban pesach. So he's not mevatel that. Because of the tumas koivot. So that was the pasuk. So I don't need a pasuk la choisei legufei to tell me that he's not mevatel a kolben pesach because of kvuras a choisei. That is only the pasuk. Yoch ol kishem sheni metam la choisei kach ani metam la meis mitzvah. So the lachaisa is miyuter, so it's come a little diyuke. That afke lachaisa ain't a metame, of a metame le meis mitzvah. Zogt Rashi, lachaisa, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, the Dorish, Mishpoche. Lachaisa ima talmud loima gabinozik siva nefesh meis loyovoim. Hereya kril bimashmem hodak siv basrei kro yeseira loovid ulime loochiv lachaisa. Dorish lai besifri loovid lo yitamo avumetamo lemeis mitzvim. Veima ima talmud loima, so the oviv is coming with the UK. If he was a kohen v'nozos, he has two kedushas on himself. So the pasuk is telling us adik li'imay le'yitame, which I know already. Afilan nozir alone is not metame li'imay. So li'imay le'yitame v'tame le'meis mitzvah le'ochiv. Shimoya kohen gadol v'nozir. Lo'ochiv lo yitamei, avu metamu lemeis mitzvah. He had a kedushas kohen gadol. Tal kol chachokulei lemutei meis mitzvahs. It's not coming legufei to tell us that he's not metamei to these kohivim, because that I know already. So it's coming to tell us l'diyukei of the meis mitzvah is metamei, even though he has the ribui kedushas. Yilkechemeine inyen loy. It's not coming to tell us on the etzim kvuras kohivim. That's coming to tell us that a meis mitzvah is metama. Lachoi say matamad loim of a men inyin leilu. Ne inyin linyin bitul avoida milam ibnei meis mitzvah. So it's coming to tell us that we're mevatel avoida ibnei meis mitzvah. Shemeis loim meis och oi achois amrit lo yitame. So that I know by myself you're not metame. Kishem shein nozel mevatel niziru soi li tami lekoivim. That I can learn from the mamatzinu. Just like a nozel who has a mitzvah of tumas koivim. Afopikain, since he's not mevatel the niziris, which is mutalolov, kedei li tami lekoivim. Kahuzela yevatel me pischei, so just like this I can make a mamatzina, so just like a nozer is not mevatel as naziris, so who adin, one is not mechuyev to be mevatel the avoda mutal asol, the shchitas ha-pesach. So it's also only coming to tell us that a meis mitzvah, he is mevatel the avoda. So now we know as follows. Mikra Megillah is doiche Talmud Torah and Avoide. Meis Mitzvah is doiche Torah and Avoide. Is boy Rove, is na Rove, comes and clouds a shayla. Mikra Megillah, Meis Mitzvah, I mean, are you odd? What happens if you have Mikra Megillah, Meis Mitzvah, I mean, are you odd? Mikra Megillah Odif Mishum Persume Nisef. Mikra Megillah is better because it is a Maila of Persume Nisef, so could be that will be the Kavod HaBris of Meis Mitzvah. A Dilma Meis Mitzvah Odif Mishum Kavod HaBris. Boser de Boy Hoder Poshtom. Meis Mitzvah Odif, the Meis Mitzvah is Odif from Mikra Megillah. Why? Toma Amar Godel Kvayt HaBriyah Shedoiches Leisase Shebetoire. Because we find an Alimis that Kavod HaBriyah says. Kavod HaBriyah is not Doich, is Doich HaLeisase Shebetoire. Let us see Rashi. Es loy sase dersiv loy suchal lis ale. That's a lot. Dersiv his alamto. Pomim shata misale. Kigain zokim vi eina lechvi kvoidoi. So if it's not lechvi kvoidoi to go and to be maniga behemah, that's what the Rabbeinu Chanan will bring down, that his own behemah also. Again, Zakin Shen Kvoidoi Lahanig Lefonov Behemish. Shuhupata Milohoshe. Nimtse Kvoida Zakin Doichas Akos of Leisucha Lisalem. I mean, there's a love of Leisucha Lisalem. But if it's not Lefi Kvoidoi, he's not Mechuyiv to be Mevaz himself for the mitzvah of Shabbos Habeid. So we see a Gilu Yakro that covered the Brias is Doicha Allah. So we don't find by Mikra Megillah that there should be such a kula that Mikra Megillah should be Doich Alav. So therefore we say that Meis Mitzvah is Odif from Mikra Megillah. This halacha that we say that Kavod HaBriyah Meis Mitzvah is Doiche Mikra Megillah. So the Ramah and Tarpe Zayin Sif Beis, he says that what Meis Mitzvah is Koide Mikra Megillah, that means he has time to learn later. So Memele, so the whole Shaila is to be, which one to be Magdim. Just like Tosfos had said before on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that were Mevatel Avoide for Mikra Megillah means that we're Magdim Mikra Megillah to Avoide. That's the Kivish Meir Hayoim Avaz Man Avoide, the Menichan Oise Bishvil Akriya. Mishmochi Korilei Bittel. So that's called Bittel Avoide. Bittel Avoide does not mean that I'm not going to do the Avoide at all. Bittel Avoide means that I'm ma'acher the Avoide. Ma'acher the Avoide for Mikra Megillah. So Memele, so that's how the Ramah says Pshat. The Ramah says Pshat that our Gemara was speaking about which one should he be ma'acher. He is Mutala of Mikra Megillah and Kvuras Meis Mitzvah. Which one should he be ma'acher? So the Gemara says he should be ma'acher Mikra Megillah. That Kvuras Meis Kavod HaBriyah has a din kedima. But what will be if he only has time to that means if he'll make the kvura now, so then he will not have time to be kair the Megillah. So then you kair the Megillah and you'll be makava the Meis Mitzvah at night. Mr. Bull brings down that kama achreinim soivrim shafilo yitche legamri Megillah. But Elam Shana Gemara that may cover the breeze is Doich and Mikra Megillah. That means that even though he won't Bechlal in the Megillah, it will be Isaac and the Kvuras Meis Mitzvah, Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Odif. Let us see Tosfos. Meis Mitzvah Odif. So here our Gemara said that Meis Mitzvah is Odif Mitalmud Torah. So Tosfos says, Lav davke meis mitzvah. Here, this din mevatlin talmud teicher b'nei heitzos ha-meis is lav davke meis mitzvah. V'hu adin l'chol meisim sheba'olam mevatlin talmud teicher l'hitziyam. V'shas heitzos ha-meis yir mevatl talmud teicher. L'aydi d'nokit b'somok gabli yachaysay meis mitzvah v'na minokit talmud teicher meis mitzvah. Means this halach over here, mevatlin talmud teicher l'hitzos ha-meis. The filanada meis mitzvah, but the Gemara chapped on meis mitzvah, which is a kolshkein, because the Gemara wants to just show that meis mitzvah is odif mitalmud teire and avoide and mikamigil is also odif mitalmud teire and avoide. So therefore, the Gemara chaps on meis mitzvah, but this halachic grad applies afilu not by a meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah odi iksha arav rabochonam. Lama likro, teipik lei, mikal v'chayme. L'chayre, why do you need a posik? Why do you need a posik to tell me l'chayse, yimavatel, avoide, fokulis, meis mitzvah? I can learn out, akal v'chayme, from Talmud Torah de Rabbim, u'ma Talmud Torah de Chemiro, Talmud Torah de Rabbim is more chomer than avoide. Is mevatlin mishum kvayd hameis. So you mevatl talmud teire. Of gans klayis ha mishum kvayd hameis. Avoyde de kila loy kolshke. Now how do you know this? Tafilu talmud teire de rabim. Mevatlin mishum kvayd hameis. Kedi oma per kamba de ksubis. The Gemara says that ain loy shia. That we see man de kori umasni. Mandakari Vitoni, there's a shir of Shishim Ribu Dachmir. The Memela say you mevatel Talmud Teire of Gans Klal Yisrael because of a covered amaze. So Memela so Sabada give us Abaide. Yeshloima the Hani Mili Laman the Kari Vitoni Umasni. The Tzorich Kulehai, a person who is Kari Vitoni Umasni. So then it's made ein lo shir. That, so you mevatel, Talmud Teire, the Rabbim, lechvoide. That's kvoide teire. That's als kvoide teire. That's not als kovid abriyis. That's a din in kvoide teire. Avel aman, de loy kori vetoni, loy tzarich kuli haim. The one who is not Kori Vitani Leitzorich Kulihai. And there's no such Shia that ain't Loi Shia. So by him there's no din of Mevatl and Talmud Torah the Rabbin from Mandaloi Kori Vitani. Pahoch imairi b'meis mitzvah the Loi Kori Vitani. So Memela, that's what we're speaking about over here. So you can't make, so there you're not Mevatel Talmud Torah de Rabbim for such a meis mitzvah. So therefore you need a pasuk of Allah Chaysay is coming to tell us that what, that for a meis mitzvah, you're Mevatel, for a meis mitzvah, you're Mevatel Avoideh. And we have no other mekayel for this, that for a meis mitzvah mevatel avoide, if there's no covered atayra involved. That's what the Gemara says here. Gufe, a different halacha. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, krach v'chol ha-samuch loy. Rachol ha-nire imoi nidain kekrach. Here we're speaking about the ear that's mukav chayme. Is kol ha-somuch loy. So every ear that is somuch to this krach. Rachol ha-nire imoi. We'll see it's not somuch, but it's nire, nidain kekrach. Tane samuch afal pi she'enei nire. Nira afalpi she'ene samos. He says there is that each mile, either it's nira afalpi she'ene samos or samach afalpi she'ene nira. So the Gemara says bishloime nira afalpi she'ene samos. We can have a city which is nira even though it's not samos. Mashkachas lo kagoyin de yosva baroy shoho. That means it's taka far away, but the way it is situated, it's baroy shoho, so it's visible from the earmuk of chayme. So memele, so that's called nira afal pishenei samuch. Ela samuch afal pishenei nira eichi mashkachas lo. What is the case of samuch? I mean, if it's samuch lochayre, automatically it's nire. Amar Amir Mie, sheyeshaves benacho. The way it is situated, it is not nire because of its oimek. Afal piken, it's nitbal to the krach. What does Rashi say? Benacho mokem nomuch. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, krach she yoshav ulebesoit hukav. But you had, when I was speaking about, we'll see, Machlikas Rashi and Taisviz, but the Baal, let us speak about a din of bote yori chayme. So, krach she yoshav ulebesoit hukav. That means, that when they built the batim of this krach, they had, there was no chayme. The batim were not built in this area because there was a chayme that was protecting this area. Because they were built without a chayme. Later they decided to build a chayme around the batim. Is nidain kikfar, so that does not have a din of a krach, does not have a din of a mukaf choyme, has a din of a kfar. My time, dechsi ve'ish ki yimkoyer, beis moishav ir choyme. So the Ran explains, moishav is a loshen of smiches, a moishav shel ir choyme. It was a moishav of an ir choyme. That means that would mean that Bishas there was a bias of an Yechaimah, so that means that when it was built already with a chaimah around it. Like this, it's a, if it was built without a chaimah, so that's called a Moishav Yechaimah. Now let us see Rashi. Sheyoshav ulebesoif hukaf. Shenishyashiv tchila bebatim, ulebesoy ukav choyme, nidain kekfar leinyin bota yore choyme. So this is considered a kfar leinyin bota yore choyme. Beis moishav ir choyme, beis moishav shel ir choyme, was a beis moishav of an ir choyme. So Rashi learns pshat, Le'inyan botei ori chayme. That it was speaking about the dinim of botei ori chayme. We'll see Taisvis, krach, the krach sheyoshel seifuka. Before we see Taisvis, the Turi Evan is Moira, Taisvis other kashas and Rashi, but he says it's very modne. We have here memories of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Krach v'chala samach lei v'chal nirei menidin ki krach. That's speaking about Mikra Megillah. Then we'll have other lachas of Shimon Levi, krach shem b'yisar batlonim. And then we have here this halacha. So the Turi Evan Tainis, it's very modne, the Seder, how the Gemara brought down all the members of Yeshua ben Levi, and so in this memory God is speaking about dinei botei erechayme, and this is all not speaking about It's not at all speaking about Mikra Megillah, so it's very modern.
Let us see Taisvis. Perish HaKuntris, Linyim Botei Orichoim Ayri, it is speaking about Botei Orichoim. Vachinami Mashmes, so Taisvis says, in reality, it seems like that, Mida Aisikho, the Chiyimke. The Gemara brings the Pasuk, Vishke Yimke Beis Moshe V'Yachoim, so that is at night, a Moshe Avshel Yachoim. That's speaking about the dinner Botei Orichoim. The kasha, the imkain, so Taisa says to another kasha. Taisa says, so if this, he's telling us, dinei bote yorichayme, hable le shas le masne gabiho de toni shar dinei de bote yorichayme. Says, there's a whole sugya there that says the tznoyim of bote yorichayme. So we should bring down Rabbi Shua ben Levi's memory that there's another din about the Yari Chaimet, that it has to be Yoshev Lubisayfuka. The Oit Kasha, then the terminology is also not so good. In Cain, Havale Lameima, if the din over here is, does he have a din of a Beis Ori Chaimet, or is it Ka'ori Achatzeirim, Im kein havle le meime nodein ke ore yachatzeirem. De shayach gabayu. That means that dova vi fuchoi. That is, abayi beis moishe vi yachayma or bote ore yachatzeirem. Why does it say, if not, it's nidoin ke kfar. It's nidoin ke bote ore yachatzeirem. Lachein nire de le inyin megila mairi. So we're speaking about Megillah, that in order for it to have a din of year that's Mukav Choyme, so the Choyme had to be built before they built the Botei Hayel. Kolmok imai sikho, the Chiyimke, Vashmi Inan, the Choyme, the Masninen, Kabi Megillah, the Choyme, which is needed by Megillah, Bechiyai gavne de mahani gabi ori choyme, daine hukaf ulo besoif yoshev, that means that the chshivis of a choyme, begabi boti ori choyme, to gabi the halach of mukev choyme, also has to have this chshivis. Kedosiv beis moishev yachoyme, de mashma shenis yashva besoif a choyme. Vim Taima. So Taisis says, Lekamon Amrinen, the Tverya Sheyamo Choymoso. The Gemara says later that Tverya on one side is surrounded by the Yom. Avagav de Einlo Din Ore Choyme, even though a Yom does not give it a Din of a Bote Ore Choyme, we need a Choyme. Mikomotem Kernes Hamegile, Petesvo, Yekair b'ketesvot, Tahavye mukefes choyme, that's considered mukef choyme, given the meganye may oive. The Gemara says that by Megillah, the Gemara differentiates by the din of bote yori choyme and the din of mukef choyme by mikra Megillah. The Gemara wants to say the Indian of Mukav Chayim by Megillah is sufficient if it's Mugon Me'oidim, if it is protected from Sonim, so that gives it a din, that gives it a din of Mukav Chayim. Here just says Mukav Chayim, and the get of Mukav Chayim here could be sufficient if it's Mukav, is protected from Sonim, even though there's no wall. Masha'in kain by Boti Yerchayme, there is a din of Choyme. So the Mele, so you see, Klo, that the Hilchas Muk of Choyme of Megillah are not the same as Hilchas Boti Yerchayme. There you need a Choyme, and here you don't need a Choyme. Bochanami, so Taisu says, so if we see that there are different halachas, Hayilonu Loima, Kshiyoshav, Lubsayf, Ukav, given the Mechasye Umeganye.
Verkehrt. Here it is both, that means here it is both milas of a choyme. A choyme covers it, covers the city, and protects the city. A yam only protects, it does not cover. So Memela Sotaisva says, so if you see that the din of Mukav Chayme is not the same, the Mukav Chayme by Megillah is not the same than the din of Bota Yori Chayme, because a yam is also sufficient, so Memela here, so why didn't you all of a sudden Hilchis Yoshav Ulubesoiv Hukav? Then it's good. And if it wasn't Yesh Musaf Hukav, it's not. Taisvus asks, we see that the halacha of Mukav Chayme by Megillah is not the same like the din of Bota Yori Chayme. There you need, by Mukav Chayme, by Megillah, all you need it should be protected, Meganye. And then and by Bota Yori Chayme, you need Mechasye Meganye. So we see that you don't, that the same halachas don't apply by both of them. So Mehechi Taisi, that the Indian of Yoshav Lubsev Hukav, you need by Mukav Chayim. The Yesh Laima. So Taisis answers as follows. The Shani Tveri, the Kivin, the Chazinon, the Hekif Yam Mahani, Kehekif Chayim, Olegavi Megillah. The Gemara says that was the Shaila, what the din of Mukav Chayme, but we hear by Megillah, what is the purpose of the Chayme? Is the purpose Meganye or Mechase also? So the Gemara wants to say that by Mukav Chayme, it's sufficient Meganye. Is Gamkein, so since the Gemara is Masik, Dekif Yam Mahani Kekav Chayme Lagabi Megillah, is gam kein din hu sheikra megillah betesva shrei hekev shelo koidim li yeshuva. Because the hekev, that's right, you don't need such a chayma, you don't need a chayma of a wall, a chayma of a yam is also sufficient. But that is also only because the hekev was before the yeshuv. Vavi kishar hekev, the mahani bebote yori chayma. So it's like all the kefin which help by bote yori chayma. Avol Yoshev Saif Hukav. But if it was Yoshev Saif Hukav, the Metzino Bishumakam the Choshev Chayme Shalom. Now I'd like to learn a little further in Taisus, then we'll come back to what Taisus is answering over here. Vim Taima Lekamon Bepirkin, the Kamar Asher Loi Chayma. The Gemara Darshans from the word Loi Chayma, this is speaking by Bota Yori Chayma. Asher Loi Chayme, the city have a chayme, prat l'shul agar, that the walls of the city are made up of the houses, perish, she'igrois chayme shelo, that means that the second floor is that skufa, the chayme of the ear, it made tall houses, kigoin shahab, Botim miduvokim yachad be'igul, that all the houses are attached. Bavikimoy chayme soviv loya. So you could have the ear could be surrounded not by a wall, no, by houses. The houses themselves, the height of the houses could serve as a wall to the ear. So the Gemara says that's not good because it says asher loy. Chayma. That means there's the houses, and the houses have a chayma surrounding them. Not that the houses alone are chichayma. Period. Dr. Taisv is a beautiful kasha. Oh, why do you need a posik to tell me that it's no good? Typically, v'avolei yoshav ulebisoy hukav sheloi nigmero chayma sa'ir ad shenigmero kol abatim. That means if the batim are the chayme, so l'cheir when they started building the batim, the chayme, there was no chayme yet, because the batim, so they're building the batim, so the batim come before the ear is a protected ear. So memele, so why did it a new drosh? Avar sheloi chayme typically, it's yoshav ulebesoiv hukav.
יש לאי מדקרו אסל השמינן, אפילו איכה דקים לו, שלא ידע אודם שום עד שנגמור כל הבטים, he says, it's שייך, that it should not be, it should be hookup or besayf yosha. The kimlon shalei dor odom sham, the houses were built, but no one lived in the houses ad shenigmeru kol abatim. So memele, so when did the people start moving in? They started moving in after this was a mugendik area, after there was a wall around it. Afelo hachi lechoshev hekev, so it's not called the hekev. Yeah. So the Turi Eben says a few beautiful ha'oras on this Taisvus. Number one, he says from Taisvus you see a Meira de Kechidish that he says that the Taisvus learned Yoshev Lepsayf Hukav Beis Moishav Ir Chayma. So he says he would have said that the Iker is if the houses were built before the Chayme or after the Chayme. It's not totally when they moved into the houses. A kapana from Taisus we see that's not called a base Moishav, calls man people aren't living in the houses. That's one chiddush we see from Taisus that the Iker is that the dire, if the dire was before the Chayme, then it's called and doesn't have a Tairus, then it's called Yoshalop Seif Huker. It's only in the Dira, Lav Davke and the Bnei's Habayis. Then, in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down. That if Bishas Yeshiva, Yeshiva, they had intended to make a chayme, even though they did not have a chayme bepoil, that's also called hukaf l'besayf yosha. That means if we give a census to the people, why are you living here? What do you mean it's going to be a chayme? That's why we're living here. I say, even though there's no chayme, that's called beis moishav yir chayme, that the reason for them living there is because of the chayme we're eventually going to make. So Mamela, according to this, the Chal Taisvus Kash is not Shver, according to the Shita. So we see that Taisvus does not hold of the Shita. That's the second thing the Turi Evan said. Now, on the Etzim Kasha of Taisvus, the Turi Evan says a beautiful vote, a very Lomdashe vote. He says, let's speak about the din of Botoy Ore Chayme for 1 minute. He says, what is the din? They built houses, and there was no chayme. So that's not called a beis moishav shel ir chayme. It wasn't a beis moishav shel ir chayme. Because it was, b'shas was built, it wasn't built, when the chayme, there was no chayme. It's not a beis moishav ir chayme. Fine. Then they go and build a chayme. So, doesn't help. That's called Yoshev L'Mseif Hukah. He says, what happens if they're going to build now a new house in this city? They're going to build a new house. And they're going to sell this new house now. What din does this new house have? Zokte Turi Evan, he says, L'Chayre, this new house is a base Moishev Yechayim. This house was built because there was a Chayim already in the shtar. He says, the other houses, he says, so the din of Beis Moishav, Ir Chayma, is a din in the bias, that the bias has to be built when there's a Chayma around it already. So if you build a Chayma late and then you'll build new houses, so Memela, so he says, these new houses will have a din of a Beis, will have a din, these are Batei Ori Chayma. This bias was built, this is a base Moishav Yil Chayma. He says, now, let us talk about the din of the drosh of the Gemara, Shaloi Chayma, Prat Lushur Aga. That the house, it has to have a Chayma Mitzadatme, the houses cannot be a Chayma. That's the din over there. He says, what happens? So Taisus asked Akashe, why do you need this new drosha? Typically, that it was Yoshav Lub Seif Hukav. We started building the houses, so the houses, there wasn't Hukav yet. Fine. So fine that the Turei Evin, you're right. So these houses do not have a din of Botei Erechayme, because it was Yoshav Lub Seif Hukav. What happens after they made these houses all around? They made these houses all around, and now in the they started building after this chayma of houses was built. They start building new houses in the city. So al the chesaron of Yoshav lebeseif hukav, here there won't be a chesaron of Yoshav lebeseif hukav. I have a wall already. So that's why you need a new drasha that it's not called a wall. The Torah Evan says the two distinct drashas. The din of Yoshav Ulubisai Ukav is a din in the bias. That it has to be a bias that was built in the Ir Chaima. So that depends when the bias was built. If the bias was built before the Chaima, so it's not a bias of an Ir Chaima. If the bias was built afterwards, it is a bias of Ir Chaima. That's a din in the bias. This drasha shaloi chayme prat l'shur iger, that is a din in the chayme. It doesn't have a teiris chayme. A chayme made out of batten is a teiris chayme. So teiris akashe typically that it's Yoshua sefuk. That's true. But does that nafke mean that what if he'll start building houses later? So it's the din of Yoshua sefuk of the houses which are built after the chayme was built. So there's a din of now it's hukav l'b'saif Yoshua. Gabi the halacha, but that's what we need a new drosha. That's what we need a new drosha. Blushiraga, that's not called a chayim at all. It's not called a chayim, so it doesn't matter when he'll build it. That he wants to emphasize his kasha. So the Chazanish says that Taisvis held that a chayim that was built after the houses, not the chesaron is in the batim. It's a chesaron in the chayma alone. That means if the chayma was not a necessary chelik of the ear, we built an ear without a chayma. That means we can exist without a chayma. It's not a necessary chelik of the ear. Then we decide to build the chayma. So it loses the chshivis of chayma. That's what Taisvis held. So Mamela, So, what was the teretz of the Turei Evin? The teretz of the Turei Evin was, you need this limud to tell us that it doesn't have a din of bais or chayme. If lemaisim, they'll build houses later, so he says, no. He says, it doesn't have a teretz chayme. He says, so in all cases, he says, the whole yesod of the Turei Evin is wrong. The first din. Of a bias bari chayme that the Turei Evin held the houses which will be built later have a din of a bais ori chayme. He says Taisus hold that doesn't have a din of a bais ori chayme because that doesn't have a teiras chayme. And if we look at the lashon of Taisus, that's what says klo like the Chazanish. Taisus says. Avul Yosha ulebesayif hukav loymatzinu b'shum mokim dechoshiv choyme shalom. So Taisvis says Yosha ulebesayif hukav is not a chesaron in the bias that the choyme doesn't have a chshivis. So Taisvis cannot say like the Turei Evin.